We start with a developing story this morning. That is the imminent collapse of the big engineering services firm, the Hastie Group, with more than 2,000 jobs to be affected, particularly in the states of New South Wales and Victoria. It's been revealed this very big company has been struggling financially. It is about to collapse. Administrators are about to be appointed. We'll be speaking to the ABC's business editor, Peter Ryan, shortly to get all the details of what undoubtedly is going to be a big story as the day goes on. Let's head overseas now, and the UN Security Council is meeting as we go to where to decide just how to respond to the massacre of 108 civilians at the weekend. Syria has denied the army was responsible. The Foreign Affairs Minister Bob Carr has echoed international calls for more sanctions against Bashar al-Assad's regime. The Craig Thompson saga will be in the spotlight again today when Fair Work Australia officials attend a Senate estimates hearing. But the author of the report is on leave and he won't be at the hearing. The hearing comes as the Prime Minister Julia Gillard faces a fresh outbreak of leadership speculation. The latest version of the controversial Murray-Darling Basin plan will be released today. The draft plan called for nearly 3,000 gigalitres of water to be returned to the river system, unchanged from the authority's previous draft. Irrigators say rural communities feel the authority simply hasn't listened to their concerns. The Australian Air Force has helped to rescue nearly 50 people who were adrift off the Solomon Islands for 4 days after their boat sank. The survivors are now in hospital and all are said to be in good health.